How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Tom Allen.
And me, Susie Ruffle.
I realise I sort of fall into a bit of a pattern of always saying that in the same way.
Yeah, me too. Do you want to try it again?
No, I think it's nice. You know, it's kind of
comforting.
And it, yeah.
It Hi guys, it's us again.
Yeah, it's a branding thing.
Okay. My voice sounds very deep today, I've just realised
Mine
that.
Does too. It's the autumn.
It's the autumn.
Everything's
autumn
a little bit more.
Leaves drift by my window.
Oh, the I always think of what is it? The Falling Leaves. That what is that song?
I mean, have we just sang the same song?
Possibly, but I've done it wrong.
Sort of thing I could have done it wrong.
You get made to play on the piano when you're starting out.
I don't play the piano.
But didn't you have some sort of musical lessons? Are you singing?
Yeah, I hope that you can tell that now, can't you? My lovely baritone.
Well,
hello and welcome to. Can late night woman's hour.
Can a woman be a baritone?
I guess if you just sing that score.
I suppose.
Text in,
let us know. Because there are a lot of women sing quite deep, don't they?
Yeah.
So it would be.
Joan Armatrading.
I mean, is she a baritone?
I don't know.
Text in, Joan, if you're listening.
Hi, Joan.
Hi, Joan. Thanks for being there. We were going to talk about accessories.
Well, should we tell them for why?
Yes, because I can't remember.
Oh, okay, that's good. Well, the other day we were in Wolverhampton Slade Rooms.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you for coming. And Tom was carrying his wash bag under his arm like a clutch.
Thank you, everybody.
Why did you take a wash bag to the tour? Do you have a wash before you go on?
No, it's just nice to have just things just in case I want them.
Like a toothbrush?
Yeah. And just sort of, you know, just to freshen up.
Yeah.
Maybe I want to do a bit of lipstick. Maybe I want to exfoliate before a show. It's always nice.
Sure. But you were carrying your wash bag.
Yes.
Under your arm like a clutch.
Yes, I was.
And then we realised that it matched your coat.
Yes, I was. Yes, it did. Yes. Grey and purple. Yes. I like a grey flannel. I wouldn't always put it with purple, but I realised, put it with purple. And in fact, I'm wearing my purple jumper today.
You wear a lot of purple.
Yeah, I didn't realise that.
I did. Too much.
In fact, you're wearing a purple t-shirt under grey.
I am.
It's infectious. Everybody's
it's
doing
infectious.
It.
It's a great look.
And then, because, I mean, I've never done like a colour thing. You know, like people do their aura. But maybe mine would come up with grey flannel and plum.
What's the colour thing for your aura?
Isn't it where you get like some hippie woman to chant around you or something and then she works out what your aura is?
Oh, don't they just hold up colours and go, well, that looks best with your skin complexion?
Oh, maybe. I mean, I've never done it.
Neither have I. Is there a load of old
somebody, I mean, I'd be disappointed if somebody got out the old Dulux colour chart and just went, probably this one.
Yeah.
Haven't you got any crystals? But anyway, I don't know. Maybe that would be my spirit colour.
Maybe.
I don't know. But sorry, you were saying about the flannel.
Well, no, that
clutch.
You're just holding your bag like a clutch, and then you said, well, I'd like to have a clutch.
I think it's one of the few ways in which men are hard done by, is that we're not.
Because what I think more that what the world needs to know more about is how men aren't getting everything they need.
Yeah, and I think the key thing, the one thing
yep.
that I've zoned in on.
Go on.
Is men, it's not they're not allowed, no, but I'm saying it's not as freely encouraged that men should carry a clutch.
It's not, no.
And I've always been fascinated with clutch bags, let me tell you. I think there's something beautiful about them. Often when, because they're that sort of stiff fabric,
yeah.
aren't they? Often with lovely patterns on. And I've always thought, oh, what a great, just a perfect size bag, just to put a few bits in.
Well, do you want me to get you a clutch? Is that what this is coming around
to? I feel
like
I've got one in my sponge bag.
But I don't think you should be taking a sponge bag out and about, Tom.
Well, we're just piloting it. I've got my travel clutch.
You do have a travel clutch when you go, but that's just at the airport. No one really gets to see it unless you're flying.
I know, but it is a lovely sight to see me parading through with my travel clutch.
Mincing through the airport.
Mincing through.
Wiggling your bum.
I'm going on holiday this Saturday, and
I know, Tom, you haven't stopped telling me about
it. Oh, but I was thinking, I might not take any hand luggage. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, just a book?
Not even a book. Who's going to read a boring book on a plane?
We can do watch a movie.
Watch movies. Watch movies and films.
Yeah, why not?
Do you know what I mean? Why am I like panicking, putting something over the overhead in a bin?
I don't need a bin.
You know, the overhead compartments.
They're not bins.
They call them bins, don't they?
And then overhead lockers.
If you want. Yeah, I thought they were a bin. An overhead bin, they sometimes get called.
I think that you're...
I'm sure I've heard that somewhere.
I think you're garrity.
I'm sure I've heard that somewhere. Anyway, accessories, clutch bags. What are your thoughts on a clutch? Would you ever use one?
Yeah, but it actually gives you an achy thumb.
Well, that's why you've got the under...
If you hold it like a pincer. If you hold it like you're... If you're pretending to be a lobster as you hold your clutch.
Sebastian. Yeah.
It gives you an achy finger.
Oh.
That's my Sebastian voice.
Very interesting. French. Very French. Is Sebastian French?
Is he Jamaican?
That's what I was thinking, and I was thinking, interesting territory to stray into there, Susie.
What, with the accent?
Doing a Jamaican accent.
What else? Oh, yeah, I think it is.
I think it is.
I think it's Jamaican.
I didn't want to, you know.
You put your lips like this. And it's very hard
again,
to know.
It's a very, all I'm saying is, it's a very interesting territory that you're going into when you do that.
It's not, surely I'm allowed to do.
You can do whatever you want. You're a white woman.
Don't give me that.
As society has frequently said, you can do what you want.
Not as much as what men can do.
No, but we can't have clutches.
Oh, God. And I can't do a Jamaican accent for fear of looking racist.
I think anybody can do an accent. It's all imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
I'm just doing Sebastian's voice from Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid, who happens to be...
A crab.
A crab, yeah. That's right.
So I'm doing a crab's voice. So now all of a sudden I'm not allowed to do a crab's voice.
That's what some parts of society might suggest. Has the world come to?
I'm sick of it. PC gone mad.
It's the world has gone mad.
Wow. I think I always thought he was French, but now it does make a lot more sense.
I mean, it certainly
does. I think the problem is I've got a lot of crossover in my head between Beauty and the Beast, which is set in Paris.
In France, yeah, of course.
And The Little Mermaid, Gaston. Don't do French accent.
I think French is okay.
Why? Is it a race thing? Because there are people that are not white.
That are French.
That are French. How do the people know whether you're doing, whose accent you're imitating?
Well, anybody listening to this is like, you know, I can think of several people I'm friends with on Facebook who are already typing out their status update.
Oh my God, yeah. What will they say? Tom Allen.
I mean, is
appropriating
this
other cultures?
I'm not appropriating.
Susie was just doing the voice of a crab and then all of a sudden he made it awkward.
I just think, you know.
I'm not allowed to do accents anymore.
I just think it would be best.
If I don't do accents.
No, I think you can do, like France, which is traditionally, it's punching up if you're imitating a French accent. Because culturally France has existed in the last 200 years in quite a comfortable position.
But I can't do a crab that is somewhere between France and Jamaican.
You can, and you did, and it's great.
Okay, do I need to make a public apology?
No. No, I don't think so. It's just interesting, isn't it?
Well, it is. I always find this sort of thing interesting because I always use voices in my set.
Yeah.
And I never, like, am I allowed to do any accent? Can I do any accent?
Yeah.
I mean, I have the skill.
You've got the skill. Actually, Susie, you are very good at doing accents.
But am I allowed to do that? If I do a Welsh accent, is that
interesting.
Appropriation of Welsh culture?
Well, that's interesting, isn't it? I don't think it is. No.
Is it about whether groups of society have been oppressed and then it seems like I'm taking the piss?
I think that's right. That's where the sensitivity comes across. Because, for example, if you were to do, for example...
Go on.
An Indian accent on stage, I think a lot of people would feel uncomfortable with it. That would be considered quite insensitive.
Right.
Just, I think. So okay. Maybe, have you been doing that? Maybe you've been doing that by doing
I've
a Welsh
been doing
accent.
Quite a lot, actually.
You've been doing a Welsh accent, it's been coming out like an Indian accent.
Yeah, but it was actually Seema, who lived in India for a while and then lived in Wales. So
oh, that's
it's a
fine.
Real, it's a character thing, it's character
that is
piece.
Fine. That is fine. So that's perfect, that's perfect. Because you are very good. What's your favourite accent to do, apart from...
Jamaican French.
Apart from Jamaican French.
The French continent in Jamaica. French-speaking Jamaica. What is my favourite accent to do? I don't know. I just quite like doing them.
What was the one you were doing in the car the other day? And I thought, oh, that's a good one.
I don't know.
You did? Oh, the trumpet.
That's not an accent, that's just a...
I know, but I did think it was good.
It's not very good today because my voice is gone.
No, I thought it was good. It was sort of trombone-y as well. I mean, you could do the whole... Oh, that's good. Thanks. You could do a whole brass band.
A whole brass band.
Yeah.
If I start doing that, you will know that I have literally wrung the stand-up dry. Have you seen Susan's new bit?
I mean, there's plenty of people who do, you
a
know,
lot worse.
The well went dry a lot quicker. So, you know, don't, you know. Don't.
Can
don't
you do
worry.
Any accents?
No. Well, you know, sometimes I can do a sort of American, but that was my kind of, I like to think of it as my East Coast media elite accent.
East Coast media gay?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. If I'm around people, though, I can do it. Like, where were we in Wolverhampton? I could do it. Yeah, you were good.
We were in Black Country.
Yes, with the
woman who said, so are you from Birmingham? She said, no, I'm not from Birmingham. I'm from the Black Country.
Yes.
She was very...
She was very militant about it.
There's about 15 miles between them. It's like,
there's so many places like that.
Everyone we go on holiday, people say to me, are you Birmingham? I say, absolutely not. I think, my God, if you're in a different country, I mean, you're still like arguing over 15 miles.
No, but people in the Black Country are very, very adamant.
Mm.
I don't know what their problem is with Birmingham.
Neither do I. I mean, the Bull Ring is lovely.
The Bull Ring is lovely now.
I love the Bull Ring. It's great for Christmas shopping.
I always find it complicated, though. Where is the door? It's one of those ones like, what floor are we on?
Oh, my God, yeah. You come out and you'll be like, oh, I'm in the car park.
I'm in a car park again. Do you know what I mean?
No, I mean...
They've got a great Jamie's Italian there.
I've had so many Jamie's Italians in that Jamie's Italian.
Have you?
Because I have so many weekends in Birmingham on my tot.
And you'll go to Jamie's Italian.
Oh, so, like one of my dinners, I'll treat myself. If I'm by myself,
yeah,
I'll take a book to Jamie's Italian.
Oh, yeah. Nice date night with a book.
A cooking book.
Jamie's.
15-minute
meals. Yeah, yeah. I had a nice meal in there, and it wasn't that expensive.
No, it's pretty reasonable.
Maybe £100 or £200.
Oh, that's very good.
Very cheap.
What did you do? Order everything and just have a mouthful of
each? I just had just some soups on of everything. I left most of it.
Oh yeah, you don't look fat.
I didn't want people to think I was a greedy pig. But I did have some very expensive champagne. It was great. It was a great gig that night.
Oh my God, what a great time. What a time to be alive.
So accessories, clutch bags.
Mm-hmm. Accents,
trumpets, Birmingham versus Wolverhampton.
As ever.
Just really,
there.
You know, everybody.
It's like listening to The Guardian.
It's I can't read those articles that people put on The Guardian anymore.
Why not?
But on Facebook, it's always going to make me feel sad. I can't deal with it. What can I do with this sadness? You know, anything about crystals, I'll read that. Crystals, or today I read something about incidental fasting. No, it's where you basically fast for so many hours a day
by accident.
Well, probably, yeah. I mean, by being asleep, yeah, I guess it is by accident.
I mean, I'm always thinking about what I'm going to eat next.
That's what I do.
I'm always hungry.
What are you thinking about for the next meal?
I don't know. I've had half a croissant this morning.
Half? How could you only eat half?
Me and Tony stopped for a coffee on the way in.
And you had half a croissant?
Half a croissant.
What flavour?
It was cheesy.
Oh, interesting. Really,
I think it had some bechamel sauce in as well.
Oh my goodness, what a lovely
quite
thing.
Quite decadent, yeah.
Very bake-off.
Oh, I'm loving the bake-off.
Well.
Oh, I'm loving the bake-off.
It's the final tonight.
It's the final tonight.
I'm very excited.
Who got your money on?
I don't know, really. I think it could go anyway because it's all...
I mean, of course, Tom, you've done the bake-off show.
I don't like to brag about it, but yes, I have. Yeah.
Extra Slice.
I was on Extra Slice on Friday.
Twice.
Twice, two slices,
twice,
two
twice,
extra slices.
Extra slice. who did you meet? Selassie?
Selassie on the last one and Nadia,
right?
Yeah. Oh my goodness, he was so lovely. So lovely.
I saw online that he drove his motorbike from London down to Somerset to take Val out for the day.
Really?
Which I just thought was so sweet.
Val was on the last episode of Extra Slice I was on. Oh my God.
She's like a little old age pensioner, isn't she? He took her out for the day.
Oh my God. She's so lovely. He is so lovely. I mean, I would love to see that made as a program.
What's Selassie and Val's road trip?
Yeah, and always on Selassie's motorbike. I mean,
what, her on the back? I don't think she got on the back, but I love to imagine she did.
In a sidecar.
In a sidecar.
Because I said to Selassie, we should make a program together. It would be like the Two Fat Ladies. But I don't know. Maybe that should be Val.
Maybe it should be. I find him attractive.
Me too.
And I think it's because he can bake.
Yeah. But he's just so nice and so kind.
Yeah, he's got a kind face.
Very kind eyes. Just a lovely man. And
you met Nadia.
Oh, so nice. Nadia was so nice.
For those that don't know, she won the Bake Off last year.
I mean, if you don't know, I don't know why you're listening to this program.
No, I mean, what are you doing with your lives?
What are you doing?
Turn this off and go and watch the Bake Off.
Go and watch all series. It was such a treat, Susie. Let me tell you. It was such a treat to meet all those people. I was so starstruck by them as well.
Really, Joe Brand, he's a legend.
Oh, so lovely. Everybody was so nice. Everybody.
Well, enough of you bragging about the bake-off.
Well, but it's on tonight.
It's on tonight. Who will win?
Who will win? Tune in.
Can you bake?
Yes.
Can you?
Did you not watch me on it? You didn't, did you?
No, I haven't.
No, Susie, no. Yeah.
Should I have watched
it? A-Star Food Technology is the thing to remember.
A-Star Food
Thank
Technology.
You.
Tom,
Thank
I'm
you.
So sorry that I haven't watched them. I've been gigging a lot.
With me?
With you a lot.
Yeah, no, you've had enough. But
I've had enough of you.
I can imagine it gets wearing. But
it's that grating voice.
Oh, so grating. So... What were we saying? This time of year, accessories. How are you accessorizing this year?
As you know, I've had my hat.
Lovely hat. Great hat.
But I've done something different with my hair today because, guys, let me tell you, I woke up this morning and decided that my hair was annoying me and cut it myself.
Oh. Very bold. I do it.
A bold choice.
But it looks great.
I feel like I've done a better job.
Than the hairdresser?
Than the hairdresser.
Well, don't say that. She might listen to this. We often mention your hairdresser on this.
I don't know if she will.
Why? She doesn't like podcasts. She's not the type.
I don't know.
Interesting.
But I just basically grabbed a bit of it, did a little twist,
yeah,
and snipped.
Plenty of people chop their hair.
Anyway, feels like I've done a really great job.
You've done a great job. But you're great with an accessory, like the Burberry scarf has come out. That's always a big moment in your calendar, I know.
My calendar, yep.
Yeah, with you and Tony. I think you messaged Tony to say the Burberry scarf's going to come out this week.
I did.
Yeah.
It's important that we cross over these things in our relationship.
Is it because you share that with Tony?
No, it's because she bought it for me because she lost three of my scarves on the trot within 3 weeks.
Oh,
and then she went and bought me a really expensive one to be like, I will not borrow this one and lose it.
Oh, that's a nice thing to do.
Yeah, I'm still two scarves down, let's be honest.
Yeah, hang on. Tony, this is not good enough.
Hey, Tones. I could do with just a classic black.
I mean, I've got my classic black with me today. Mum bought it for me from Marks. I think it was last Christmas or the Christmas before. It's cashmere. I don't mean to brag about that. But it is a lovely
scarf. Of course
scarf.
It's cashmere, it's you.
Of course it's cashmere. It's me. Lovely, lovely name for a show. But
oh my God, please call that your show next year.
Hello, cashmere. It's me, Tom.
What is Hello God, It's Me, Margaret about?
I don't actually know. All I know is the Chelsea Handler spoof of it.
What, Hello Vodka, It's Me, Chelsea?
Yeah.
Hilarious. Such a good name for a book.
Such a great name. She's done very well.
She's very funny.
She's very funny. But you know the Coco Chanel thing with accessories is always take off the last thing you put on when accessorising.
Right.
Coco Chanel said it, so it can't be bad.
I remember when I was at drama school, Clang.
Oh, here she goes.
And
doing accents.
Doing accents, having a blast. No, but a boy in my class that loved a prop. Like, he just loved a prop. And I remember him, like, going on, like, running a play, and we were, like, at the stage where we were doing, like, the tech, so we're all sort of in costume and doing different things. Anyway, he came on with an umbrella, a hat, a scarf, and a newspaper.
Wow.
And the teacher just went, no! Get rid of two of them. Decide which two you like the most. Get rid of them and do something with them. Get rid of the other two.
And where is he now, we ask?
I mean, he's doing quite well.
Is he?
Yeah, he's always working.
Is he? Always works.
Always works.
You see, memorable. Walks
always
into the audition. They're like, I like the guy.
That wore four hats.
That wore the hats, they say. I like that guy. He really went for it. Wow, I thought you were going to say he's like an accessories designer for
McQueen.
Oh.
I'd love that.
That would be very handy.
I'd love a McQueen suit. Do they do women's wear? Like suits? I don't think they do. I think they do like, a dress with like a bird's face on the back of it with a
Could you not wear a man's suit and have it tailored?
Yeah, probably.
I'm sure that's what people do, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, I think
What, just
so.
Buy like a man's Reese suit and have it taken in?
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
Other suits are available.
Yeah.
But you can buy a women's suit from Reese, but the problem is, if you don't, like, as we were talking on the way up, I'm not busty. You, on the other hand.
Busty.
Huge knockers.
Very busty. People don't realise that about me at first sight. I'm very busty.
Very busty.
Very difficult to find things to fit me.
But I'm not. And if you're if you wear the girl's suit, they leave
busty.
A lot of...
I'm busty round the stomach.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just two tits.
Yeah.
But if you're not a busty girl, suits leave room for... A girl's suit leaves room for bustiness. If you don't have that, you've got a load of room.
Yeah.
Could keep a few things in there. A couple of tangerines.
That would be a lovely thing.
Mm. What, just pass them out at a party? What Anyone for a clementine?
Oh, a clementine.
We were very Christmassy.
Very Christmassy. We were just talking about this because Talia...
our lovely producer.
Who will probably be listening to this. Just brought us in some tangerines slash clementines.
Slash mandarins.
Slash mandarins slash satsumas.
Slash oranges.
Slash
mini oranges.
Mini oranges.
Moranges.
Moranges. Why don't they just call them that? Why have they got so many names?
Don't know. Are they from different parts of the world? Am I allowed to do an impression of a satsuma or is that considered...
You can do that. You can do.
I don't know what it would be. I think it'd be more of a facial expression than a voice.
I think it would. I think it might be sort of facial vocal warm up you might do at drama school.
Oh, very good.
I think so.
Do you know, talking of accents and things, I had something very interesting the other day.
Oh.
Have you watched Orange is the New Black?
No, I haven't. But I have watched Tangerine is the New Black.
Oh, that's very different.
Yeah, smaller. Yeah. Shorter episodes.
Sort of short films.
Yeah, basically, yeah. No, I haven't watched it. I've seen the first episode. I found it a bit disturbing.
Oh, yeah, it's quite hard going, but you've really got to be willing to... I mean, there's a lot of girls kissing in it, so most of the lesbians just persevered.
In everything. That's why they do so well. That is why they do so well.
So there's a character... I think her name's Moretti, and she's like the New Yorker, but she's actually Australian, the girl that plays her.
What?
But she's got this really strong New York accent. Anyway, she was doing something, she's like a theatre actress more than, like, previously, she's like always worked in theatre. She got the call for Orange is the New Black, got the script, and they said they wanted like a girl that was like a real Jewish New Yorker, sort of, that sort of Bronxy accent. Mm. And she said she went to a... like literally like a place where they just do like salt beef sandwiches.
Oh,
like
right.
Unbelievably New York. And there was a woman behind the counter who was just like, okay, if you want this, you need to get in the right queue. If you're not in the right queue, I'm not going to serve you. Okay, so just go to the back. I'm not going to serve you. And she was like, I just found the woman.
Oh, wow.
And just ordered like a tea and ordered a coffee and ordered a sandwich and just studied her.
Oh, wow.
And then just took that character into the audition. Isn't that great?
Wow, that is great. I mean, it does explain why her character in Orange is the New Black only talks about salt beef sandwiches.
Right.
She's got a lot of lines about that.
A lot of lines. And people getting to the back of queues.
Yeah. A lot of people getting in line.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. That's very... like, I like all that sort of thing with actors.
And it must be a little story.
I remember once doing an exercise when I was involved in a youth theatre.
With Laurence Olivier.
With Laurence Olivier. The exercise was capoeira. And, no, it was... to go into places and like record people's voices and like and I remember going, it was like taking a dictaphone into a shop, but of course it had like that red light on it, so it had this like red laser beam coming out through my chest. I must have seemed quite strange to that man in a shop.
Well, Catherine Tate was on Graham Norton. I don't know if it was recently. I think it is. But she was talking about how she, a little clip went viral about how she found the voice for Nan.
Oh, right.
You know,
how
the Nan
she
character.
It?
She was saying when she was at drama school, they had to go and perform in a...
in an old people's home.
An old people's home.
Oh.
And apparently she just heard the term go... Are you standing in front of the TV all day? And just literally like, oh, what a liberty. I know that's something. She was just, and she's so funny. The clip is hilarious.
Oh, that's so funny.
So funny.
Oh, she's very clever, isn't she?
She is. Oh, God, yeah, very clever.
No, very clever. It's been said before, very clever. Very clever.
So, Tom, we're almost out of time.
Are we?
Yeah. And what I want you to do is tell me what your accessory of this year is going to be.
Oh, because I've experimented with brooches.
Yeah.
I like a brooch.
I know you do.
I think a man can wear a brooch well on a lapel. Learned that from Rufus Wainwright.
Great guy.
Don't know him, just watched him. I like a scarf. I like a neckerchief. Mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of people wearing neckerchiefs, but now other people are wearing them, I wouldn't dream of wearing.
Of course, no.
I think a small flower on a pin is quite a nice thing. It's quite a nice way to accessorize a suit.
Very nice. Is it like you're always going to a wedding?
I mean, every day is a wedding for me. Do you know what I mean?
No, not really.
No, neither do I.
No one does.
Nobody. It doesn't make any sense. But I would say that is a great look. I would also... what else have I been wearing this year? It's a difficult one. I would say a backpack.
I've got a good one.
You have? It's... the leather has softened up really nicely.
Real nice. Just taking the 18 months.
18 months later, you've got a great bag. What about you, Suze?
So I'm going to say this year, and it sort of links to something we were talking about earlier about me being hungry a lot of the time. I'm going to say a sandwich.
great accessory.
Just always have one in your park.
Pop it in your clutch.
Pop it in your... We're still talking about handbags. Just a peanut butter and jam sandwich. Just always nice.
Always nice. White or brown bread?
Oh, brown. I'm not an animal.
Brown bread.
Brown bread.
Dead. Always brown bread. Wrap it in cling film or foil?
Probably foil, because every time I try and use cling film, I have a breakdown because I can't find the end.
It's very stressful, isn't it? Very stressful. Yeah. Foil is a nice choice. And...
Or just cover your whole self in foil, like a chicken about to go into the oven.
Yeah.
Or like you've just finished a race.
I mean, they do it in races, don't they?
Yep.
They do it on the marathon. And in emergencies, they put people in this foil blanket.
Mm.
And you
Why is that?
I think it's to keep them warm, but I always feel people should be like cheering them, clapping them up.
Well done.
Well done.
Pass the baton.
That sort of thing, yeah. That's a good idea. Great accessory.
Great choice of accessories. Thanks.
I like that. Do get yourself a clutch bag.
Get yourself a clutch.
And it's nice because sometimes they have like a little chainy or...
A little Dick Cheney.
A little Dick Cheney that people can... You can just put over one shoulder.
Oh, yeah, nice.
That's what I like about them. Or just pop them in your armpit.
Just pop them in your pit.
Just pop them in your pit and you're off to go. Good to go.
So, Tom, we obviously are plugging the... Our tour is on. It's going. We've still got some dates.
We've added some dates
in the new year. Please check our websites, tomindeed.com or susieruffle.co.uk.
Indeed.
And also, very excitingly, you've got a Soho run.
Yes, and so have you.
Soho have I.
We are doing the Soho Theatre in London. Not together. We're doing separate dates. My dates are the 28th of November to the 3rd of December. It will be lovely to see you there.
My dates are the end of January. And I don't know exactly when they are yet. I think they're going on sale tomorrow. But I'll be tweeting about it. But I would love you to come. It's not until the end of Jan.
Yeah, watch, follow.
Maybe it's an ideal present for anyone that you know for Christmas.
A lovely gift.
Bring your queers. Bring your mums.
All of the above.
Bring everyone.
That is everybody, surely. So do keep in touch. We love getting your messages as well.
We received some emails. I've responded to some of them. Chat to likemindedfriends at gmail.com.
We're
both obviously on Twitter. Yeah, we got one the other day. We're on the way to a gig. Who was it? Paul Doctor.
Yes.
I don't know if we're allowed to say people's names, but I'm sure we are.
Well, it was a lovely message. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
Feel free to send them in. And thank you for joining us. We look forward to speaking to you next week.
On Like Minded Friends.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.